Sai Ram, dear listeners, till now you have heard the afternoon satsang. It's now time for us to go to the next segment of this Thursday Live. And this is Ganesh inviting you all to yet another new episode of Veda Jignasa. And along with me is Brother Bhargav to take you all through this journey. Sai Ram, Bhargav.
Sai Ram, Ganesh.
So, we are again meeting after a long gap.
Yes.
So, very nice to have you back, Bhargav.
Same here.
So, at the outset, we would all collectively offer our humble pranams at Swami's Divine Lotus Feet and with a prayer that every thought, every word and every deed is His inspiration. We shall commence today's class with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram.
Om Gananantva Ganapati Gumhavamahe Kavim Kavinamupamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvan Notibhissidasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Birvajinivati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.
So, continuing the quest for knowing what exactly is the true wealth.
Yes.
So the journey of the Sri Suktam has been very, very interesting and a lot of insights into this beautiful mantra of Sri Suktam.
Yes.
And in the last episode, last week we had spoken about
the cool Sahasrara Darshanam.
Yes.
The Swami's celebration of 100 moons. See, Swami's
thousand moons.
So, anyway, when this topic came up of moon, I think let's start with this nice, interesting story.
Mm.
Because when we say grace of Mother Lakshmi, means what? Means you will be full of wealth and you'll be full of money and
prosperity.
You'll have land. You'll have vehicles. All sorts of
riches.
Material wealth.
Mm.
So, but, you know, there's a nice story which actually gives you an indication that it is not always this. It is something much, much beyond this.
Mm.
And it is, like, why this thought got triggered because of Sahasrara Darshanam, moon, the coolness of moon. So, the story which is very interesting, it goes like this, that once one king will be going in his chariot with all his paraphernalia, with all his luxury, all his exuberance, everything is there with him. And then with his retinue, with his children and wife and all that. But it'll be very hot.
Mm.
The place will be very hot. It was a summer season and then it'll be struggling. They'll have a lot of water and all, but still they will not be able to bear the heat while on travel. So during this travel, they notice a poor man who's walking in front of them, in front of the chariot. He's also walking somewhere, going somewhere as a traveler. But he's having tattered clothes, not very well off. Okay, just modest means. But one thing very interesting which they notice is that wherever this poor man, which is modest man, wherever he is walking around, there is a cloud which is actually following him and giving him shade.
Mm.
Is it not so surprising to see?
It's very interesting, yes.
So this the same way the king gets very surprised. I'm having so much of wealth. I'm the king of this kingdom. I'm having such a beautiful chariot to travel. I have every luxury at my disposal. I'm not feeling comfortable because of this heat. And this man, see this man, he's just walking around without anything. Probably he's having a small dhoti on his body and a small angavastram. Nothing more than that. And the nature itself is helping him. That wherever he goes, this cloud is following him and giving him shade, a black cloud. So then he asked the mantri, the
minister
who's there, what is this? Then the minister says that, he smiles and says, see, he is the one who's always wedded to dharma. He always does everything very dharmic. Like Swami says, no, he's a man of dharma.
Mm.
He always follows what is good, what is righteous. King obviously naturally gets a question. Come on, I'm also one who always follows dharma. I'm a very dharmic king. My name is very popular, that I'm the one who rules this kingdom very righteously. He told, no, there's a difference between your ruling and what he's doing.
Mm.
See, if you get, if you have 100 rupees, say, you give 10 rupees as charity. 90 rupees are with you. this man, he, whatever he gets, out of that, if we get 100 rupees, out of the 70 to 80 rupees, he just gives us charity. Only 20 rupees something he keeps for himself. So he does, he's relentlessly, tirelessly doing good to others. So you know, when you do good to others, means in the, in this context, the Lakshmi which you got, the wealth which you have, the material wealth or wealth of anything, like we'll touch upon that, wealth of talent also comes, wealth of skill also comes. If you, if you offer it back to the Lord in the form of service to others, you know, we discussed in the beginning of the Sri Suktam also that who is Mother Lakshmi? Mother Lakshmi is nothing but the Prakriti. If Mahavishnu is the Purusha, Prakriti is Mother Mahalakshmi. So Prakriti is nothing but the cloud which is taking him, giving help. So when you made her happy, you got her grace, we call Lakshmi Kataksham, grace of Lakshmi. So anything in this nature, she can use it as an instrument to help you back.
Exactly.
So it's such an eye-opener for the king and also all of us that it is not only having wealth, but the thought of giving it to others, helping others, and in turn, relishing the joy and happiness of having that wealth. So this man was walking in this hot, scorched sun, but he was not feeling the heat at all. So what? So even without the so-called all the luxuries and wealth and all that, extravagance, whatever he has, without that he was enjoying the wealth because Mother was with him. Mother's grace was with him. So I thought this is a apt thing to start this line.
It's a beautiful anecdote or a story to start with. Actually, in the beginning when we started Sri Suktam, Shriyate Sarvaihi Iti Shrihi, when we gave the meaning of the word, one who takes refuge at the feet of the Mother, what exactly the quest which we have started to do, it's actually the contentment that you get out of whatever wealth has been given to you. So that contentment comes, as Swami tells, the person who has less desires, the person who gives more is the more contented man.
Yes.
So this example of the dharmic man who used to give more than what he had, is the most fitting example for the contentment aspect of Shri.
Yes, yes. And again, this triggers one more beautiful story in my mind, because when you're already told that wealth, Mother Lakshmi, is not only the wealth which is physical wealth, the wealth which is tangible, which you can see, which you can enjoy. So there's one more beautiful story of a king who makes a grand Shiva temple. And it is a temple which till posterity no one has even thought about. Such grand, extravagant spending he does on the temple, and he'll be ready for inauguration. And it is like, and he's a great Shiva Bhakta. So he prays to Lord Shiva and says, please come and for inauguration of my temple. Then Shiva says, yes, you are my devotee. You are a very special devotee because you do everything as an offering to me. But that moment when you're telling me to come for the inauguration of this temple, I have one more appointment, so I cannot come. Then this king is flabbergasted. He tells, what other appointment do you have, O Lord? Because I'm your devotee. I want you to come and inaugurate this magnificent temple which I'm making for you. He told, no, there's one more temple which is being made. I want to go there, inaugurate that first and then come here. This king is stumped. He told, what other temple is there in this my kingdom which is grander than my temple which I make? My miss, what is being
made?
The
temple which he has built.
Which has built or being built. So he's really curious to know, and then he says, like, oh Lord, please tell me who is this devotee who has made such a beautiful temple which is grander or even more special than what temple which we are making here. So yeah, just go. Shiva tells, do one thing. Go to the end of this town, just at the edge of the forest. It's a small hut which is there. There's one of my devotees stays there. He is making a temple. You go and ask him. So king is really curious to know, what is this? Like, this temple is in a 100 acres land, a grand temple, a massive temple. And Shiva tells, go to this
small hut
at the edge of the forest or something. What is this? So he's really curious. He rushes to that devotee and says, what is this? What I heard that you are making a temple and Shiva himself wants to come and inaugurate it. So this man is in tears. He's like, he's not able to speak. He's so choked with emotion. Then he says, "Oh King, you see my humble means. I have nothing, nothing at my disposal. I'm just a very poor man, just making ends meet. So what is, where is the temple which you are making? Where is it?" So the poor man says, "Oh Lord, I've been doing a Manasa temple, a temple in my mind, which is beyond imagination. I'm trying to imagine such a temple which is beyond anyone's imagination. And I've been doing this for years as a tapas. And today is, I have decided that that will be, today will be the inauguration. I'm praying to Shiva to come. I don't know where, how he'll come." Told, "Your prayer is answered, brother. He's already told me that he is not going to come to the temple which I'm making in brick and mortar. He's going to come to your temple, which is in your thoughts." So, like, when you told this, it just triggered this story because, you know, Manasa Puja is so powerful.
Mm.
Our mind is what is more important. Swami always says, mind should be pure.
Mm.
So, this humble devotee who makes a temple in his mind to worship Shiva, Shiva is more inclined to inaugurate that temple than this temple of brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar. Exactly. So, the... as Swami beautifully tells, the intention with which you do each and every act, it may be charity, it may be teaching someone what you have.
Mm-hmm.
The act of selflessness is what is more endearing to the Lord.
Yes.
Rather than with a feeling that I am doing.
Yes.
Because always when Swami tells, if you are serving someone, it should be with a feeling that you are serving the God in the other person,
yes,
or with a feeling that you are serving yourself.
Correct.
So, Swami raises the standards of serving or giving.
Yeah. So, in this case, in last two stories we narrated, so if you just ponder little deeply, the real wealth, real Lakshmi in both the cases is contentment.
Contentment.
And happiness.
And giving.
Giving. Yeah, this is the actual wealth which is, which actually Mother Lakshmi confers.
Yes.
And probably the wealth which she gives also, we should actually try to channelize it in this manner so that we get more grace of her.
Exactly. So, I think if we can chant and know the meaning of the next two lines, the first one which was dealt with in the previous episode, Chandram Prabhasam Yashasad Jvalantim Shriyam Loke Devajushtamudaram was completed in the previous session. Tam Padminimim Sharanamaham Prapadje Alakshmirme Nashatam Tvam Vrune. So, we are right now dealing with the second line of this stanza. So, maybe we can just have a brief meaning of this. So, whose energy pervades this existence is divinely pleased and munificent. To such a Padmini me, I put my head at thy lotus feet, saying, Eem, the Shakti sound, remove and destroy my Alakshmi by the choice divine.
Yeah.
So, Alakshmi is nothing but the exact opposite of Lakshmi, which is prosperity, wealth. Alakshmi is poverty.
Poverty, penury.
Penury.
Misery. Actually, even you can go to the, not only the physical level, the mental level also, not being contented, having dissatisfaction.
So, anything which is not good for you becomes Alakshmi.
Even Swami says there are different types of chintas, worries. So even worries also are a type of Alakshmi for us.
Yes. So, so when you take refuge at the feet of mother, how mother helps you to get rid of that Alakshmi, is what we are going to see now.
Yeah.
So first aspect we shall cover is the direct aspect of wealth. So when you take refuge in the Lord saying, oh Lord, oh mother, I do not have wealth to do such and such thing. How does mother answer that prayer?
Okay.
So we shall listen to one of our senior brothers, Sri Mallikeshwaran, how when he was studying in his Vrindavan college days, Swami had showed them a glimpse of how exactly charity should be done. And after doing the charity, how the misery of the devotee is being removed. So, those aspects will be covered in this particular experience. Okay. So, over to Mallikeshwaran, sir.
my most humble pranams at Swami's lotus feet. Today I am going to narrate a wonderful incident. So beautiful the incident. It had taught us so many things. That is the people, those who witnessed, few of the students of Vrindavan. Swami often says, money comes and goes, morality comes and grows. Also, Swami often says that whatever you give, you should give wholeheartedly without expecting anything in return. That is the same thing Swami so beautifully showed us as to how we should treat money and what are all the things or the thoughts that should be there in our mind. It happened in Vrindavan. After Swami's 50th birthday, Swami had come to Vrindavan. Unfortunately, that was the time when the entire Godavari district was affected by a cyclone which totally demolished the entire area of Godavari districts. Many people have lost their life, wealth, everything. One old gentleman, one Brahmin, he wanted to perform his son's Upanayanam, so he had come to Vrindavan. He wanted Swami to help him, as he doesn't want to ask money from anybody else, because he knew that he had realized that Swami is divine himself. So he thought, whatever Upanayanam that he has to perform for his son should be only from the money that is given by Swami. So he comes to Vrindavan and then tells one of the lecturers, who had the good fortune of going to Swami quite often, he can go to Swami's room anytime he wanted, to pray to Swami for 2,000 rupees, because that way back in 1976, 2,000 rupees was a huge amount. But this lecturer politely refused, telling him that he cannot ask such things to Swami, as Swami doesn't like recommendation. He said, you also pray to Swami, I also pray to him when once I go, but inside my heart, not outside. He had gone inside that lecturer and he had just prayed. Then he forgot about all those things. So Swami came out. You know, whenever Swami comes out, quite a few might have noticed that Swami always have some cover when he comes out from his room. No one knew what is there in the cover. Only few of us, those who are physically close to him, will know that it will contain money. He'll come out, he'll just throw to the devotees who are in need without even making others realize that he had given something. In a beautiful cover, the money will be sealed. Nobody can see what is inside. He, as usual, daily, normally Swami brings the cover and then he throws to quite a few devotees. So, today also he had taken a cover. He went out, came back after darshan. There was a room called safe room in Trai Vrindavan. Swami was sitting. We were all sitting at Swami's feet. That is when Dr. Sundara, who was standing there, Swami asked him, what news today? So the gentleman said, no Swami, everything is fine. The lecturer to whom the prayer, or the lecturer who prayed to Swami internally to bless that old Brahmin, he was also there, em samacharam irochu. He asked him. The lecturer, holding a responsible post in the hostel, he said, Swami, these are all the things happened in hostel. He was about to tell that. Swami said, no, about the old Brahmin, Rajamantri old Brahmin. Then he realized, and then he told Swami, today these things had happened. I told him that I cannot ask Swami physically because, Swami doesn't like recommendation. And it is one-to-one relationship between devotees and Swami, and we should not be bothered. We should not come in between. Swami appreciated him. Then he said to Sundar Rao again, Sundar Rao, what will happen if water is getting stagnated at one particular place? Dr. Sundar Rao said, if water is stagnated at one place, it will get polluted, Swami. A lot of worms will come. The water may turn to poisonous. Then Swami asked him, what will happen if the water keeps on flowing and if you take water from the same spot? Then he said, Swami, water will be very, very fresh. You can always drink that. And you can do abhishekam, all those blah, 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 he was telling. Then Swami told him, see, it is not only with water, even with money. When you keep on giving money wholeheartedly without expecting anything in return, money will flow into that place. If you have money, you don't want to give, you want to keep accumulating, 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 it becomes a roha. Neither it is beneficial to you, nor it is beneficial to the society. Then he asked this lecturer, tell me about the Brahmin incident. Again the lecturer narrated. Then Swami told him, Lakshman Simham didn't tell me physically, but the intention of the Brahmin was great. It was really good, and he had prayed to Swami, so Swami wanted to bless him. So when I went, he wanted 2,000 rupees. That time no 5,000 rupees, 2,000 rupees, 500 rupee notes on. The highest denomination was 100, way back in 1976 or 7. So, when he went, I took 20 100 rupee notes. I went to the Brahmin, I have given the money to the Brahmin. That's what he told the lecturer. Then he said, see, I have given 20 100 rupee notes. Now you see. And he took a letter, which was sealed nicely, which he had received from the devotees. He just tore that letter and then he wanted the money, what was there inside, to be counted by one of the students. He said, 20 Swami. Then Swami said, see, I gave wholeheartedly 20. I didn't want anything in return for me. What I wanted is only the happiness of the Brahmin, because it is going for a noble cause, well deserved, so much of devotion he had. He wanted to perform the Upanayanam for his son. Everything was in accordance with pure thoughts. So I gave him 2,000 rupees. And I gave him 2,000 rupees. See, now I have got 2,000 rupees. As the water flows, surely even the water will be, you know, other thing also. The water which, in the flowing water, water keeps flowing. Similarly, money also, if you keep giving wholeheartedly without expecting anything in return, naturally that money will come to you. Not only that, the money thus given will give immense joy to the receiver. But for Swami, though he doesn't expect anything from anybody, since Swami is always happy, but still, just to show you how the dynamic works, I have done this to you. That's what Swami had told beautifully. So from that particular incident, we have learned so many things about the money. Money should be given wholeheartedly without expecting anything in return. And when the money is given to somebody, it should be given in such a way, such a discreet way, that the person who is getting will not be offended. Because with Swami there are thousands of people. So what Swami teaches us is, when you give money to somebody else in charity also, it should be done silently without others knowing, so that it will not hurt the pride of the person who is the receiver of the money. Sai Ram.
So Bhargav, after listening to Mallikeshwaran sir's experience of the Brahmin, and how with a selfless feeling Swami had given the 2,000 rupees to that Brahmin, the 2,000 rupees had come back to Swami.
And then Swami told this also, that it is not, don't think that because I am divine, it's happening like that. If you have
the purity of intention,
purity of feeling in you, automatically the same thing will happen to you also.
Exactly.
Remember, there's one more story which I think I'm sure you will know, you will be able to narrate about that one man who Swami had once called in Trai for cutting the coconut. So can you share that story? So
that's a wonderful experience, because this man was no way related to Swami's work. He did not know about Swami. And the most surprising thing was, when he was called to do some work in Trai Vrindavan, he was actually scolding Swami. Thinking that he does not give me money, he will keep arrears, all these excuses he was giving. This was way back in 1992-93, when on one evening, when the devotees were doing a pradakshina in the Trai Vrindavan lawns, there were these coconut trees which had some dry leaves. And unfortunately, one big branch had fallen, being dried. And then that caught Swami's attention when he was looking through the window. By Swami's grace, nobody had got hurt. And Swami was very upset with what had happened. And then he called the in-charge. He was also one of our old students, Mr. Harish. So he had narrated this experience. So Swami immediately called him and summoned him. He told, by evening, all the dry leaves of the coconut trees have to be removed. Because it might fall on any devotee and they should not get hurt. And then he told, yes, Swami, I'll finish the job. So he tried to get a person to remove those dry leaves, tried in front of the Vrindavan ashram, but nobody was willing to come inside. They were scared to come inside. And then he had a small electrical shop behind Trai.
Okay.
So then in the Kadugudi area. And then he had this coconut vendor who regularly used to come and give him tender coconut.
Mm.
So when he was in his shop, this man had come and Harish Garu asked him, sir, will you please come and remove the dry leaves? And then he was very hesitant. Oh, Sai Baba, I won't come. So these were the excuses. And then this Harish sir had to tell him that, no, I will make your payment. You need not worry about anything. And then very reluctantly, he had come. So this was around afternoon time when Swami was taking rest. This man had, with his shorts, he had gone up the coconut tree and he started removing the dry leaves and branches. And to his utter astonishment, at the same time, Swami came out. Very unexpected time. He came out of his residence and Swami called those, called that man. And then the coconut wala was like, he was shivering because Swami was calling him so lovingly and he had other thoughts about Swami. And then Swami lovingly called him. He created a vibhuti for him and he asked him, how many children do you have? Then he tells Swami that, Swami, I have seven daughters.
Seven daughters, yeah.
And then Swami's eyes lit up and then he creates vibhuti and nobody was there around Swami to even offer a handkerchief. So Swami, this man, this coconut vendor was like sweating profusely because of the heat
work. Yeah.
So Swami calls him, bends his head and then applies the entire vibhuti on his sweat-filled head. So this man is like in tears about what Swami is doing to him. And then Swami then goes inside and this man gets back to work. So after a few minutes, Swami calls this man again. And then this time it's a very big surprise for him. Harish Garu comes and Swami tells him, see, Ugadi festival is coming and you please give this money to this man. And then Swami takes 14 500 rupee notes.
Okay.
Means it is 1000 rupees per daughter.
Mm.
And then Swami gives him 7000 rupees. 1000 rupees per daughter. And then this Harish Garu tells Swami, why don't you only give him? Then he calls him and then he very lovingly gives those 7000 rupees and tells him, see, Ugadi festival is nearby. You please buy clothes for all your daughters. And this man is in tears and the love which Swami showered on him was like most unexpected.
Yeah.
And then as he was finishing the job and leaving, Swami again calls him and gives him a big basket of fruits to take for his children.
Okay.
And then he happily takes home. And time passes by and after I think 8 or 9 years after this incident had happened, this brother Harish was going on some work to the city. So in the Kadugudi area, he was waiting for the bus to come.
Okay.
And then he is spotted by a man who was wearing a silk dhoti, a silk shirt and nice goggles and nice angavastram. And then he calls Harish Garu and tells, sir, do you remember me? And he is taken aback because the entire look of that man was changed. And then he was very perplexed to see him and then he removes his goggles and tells, sir, you remember that day you took me to Sai Baba? And Sai Baba had given me and my daughter's prasadam for giving it to my, giving it on Ugadi.
Ugadi, yeah.
So after that, I had a small plot of land after this incident had happened, which was like a barren land. Suddenly, the prices of those lands shot up and I sold that land. And now, each of my daughters is having a two-storied building.
Each daughter.
And they are earning through their houses 20,000 rupees rent. And then I have one more two-storied building. And then I have some 20-30 cows with me. So now he is a karorpati. And this is what Swami's grace has done to me. So the poverty-stricken coconut vendor was transformed into a wealthy man just by the touch of the Lord.
So
this can be related to Tam Padminimim Sharanamaham Prapadye. The mother who is sitting inside the lotus has come out and showered her grace on the devotee.
Tri Brindavan. Lotus. So beautiful, yeah. So not only this, actually, there are so many more incidents which will be like so special when you think about. One is, remember, there is one, Swami had gone to one place in East Godavari, Vadlamuru. That's also one beautiful incident, correct?
Yes.
About Swami's grace also.
Yes. In 1969, Swami had, in his tour of East Godavari, visited this place called Vadlamuru, a very, very remote village.
Mm.
So, this was a drought-stricken village when previous to Swami's arrival.
Mm.
And then it was hardly any harvest time for those farmers. And when they planted rice, only one harvest used to happen. And it was very difficult for the ends to meet. So, once Swami stepped in their village and constructed a mandir, the entire village got a facelift, not only wealth aspect, but also spiritually. The entire farmers community in the village were now having 3 or 4 harvests in a year.
No.
And then all the women of the village are very proficient in chanting the Rudram.
Oh,
and
wow.
Their mandir, which was personally inaugurated by Swami in 1974, every day they do Rudrabhishekam. All the ladies of the village.
They learned Rudram. So they have been following what Swami has just...
Exactly whatever is happening in Prashantirilyam is happening there.
Not only now, it's what is happening now, they used to
from
do
so many years.
30, 40 years back, they are doing all that.
So that is how the touch of the mother's feet can do to a place.
So, see, again, very interesting, Ganesh. Mother's feet touches. Swami goes and blesses that land. It doesn't only increase the fertility and the abundance of the land.
Hmm.
It also puts the seed of spirituality there.
Exactly.
Like Swami says, imagine Swami always says, a woman of the house is having good sanskaras. If she is having virtues, the whole family will benefit.
Yes.
So, the women folk of the whole village, they are so good in Rudram and do Rudrabhishekam every day, means the amount of vibrations which it generates and how that influences the children of those houses is phenomenal. So, it's like a facelift change in the whole village setup and generations.
Generations.
Not only one generation.
Mm.
So, this is one thing. I think we have already touched 2-3 aspects of the physical wealth, the wealth, and we just touched upon the virtues. So there's one more thing which is very interesting. Like when we talk about Mother Lakshmi, it is not only the physical wealth, we have been stressing this, not the tangible wealth, not the wealth which we can see with our physical eye. There's also wealth of talent, which someone is very good in singing, someone is very good in dancing, someone is good in writing or acting, anything. So these are also things which are, it's like a talent which is there inherent in me or you or anyone. So what is that? So there's a very interesting incident regarding this. I remember once that in Vrindavan, they had gone to Swami with a drama. And then drama was titled, Talent is a Gift of God. Then Swami saw the thing and told, no. Swami corrected it and says, talent is God. It's not talent is a gift of God. So clearly Swami is mentioning here that whatever talents you have, they're nothing but God. It's not Swami has conferred something or God has conferred something on you and then you got this talent.
So He is present in you as that form of talent.
As the talent. And one more time, I think one more incident is that our G. Venkatraman sir, he was giving a talk and then he was quoting our Sir Clive Lloyd, the erstwhile legendary captain of West Indies. And he was talking about the Unity Cup, in 1997, I think.
Mm.
Unity Cup, which had happened in our Hillview Stadium. He was referring to that and said that he was giving a talk, G.V. sir was giving a talk, and tell that Clive Lloyd sir was telling that talent is a gift of God and what you do with it, with that talent would be other than offering the God, offering to the same God from where you got the talent. So this was the reference which he was talking about, telling that Clive Lloyd sir was telling that this talent is a gift of God, so it should be offered back to God.
Hmm.
And this talk he was, G.V. sir was giving in front of Swami. Swami stopped him and then Swami corrected him. Again, he told, talent is not a gift of God. Talent is God. So, Swami again reinforced this.
Reinforced that statement.
So, in the same way, so what should we actually do? Like how Clive Lloyd said, talent itself is God, means offer it back to God. So do something which makes you closer to God.
Hmm.
You have a singing talent, sing it for God. Whatever you do it as an offering to God. So here, Tam Padmini Sharanamaham Prapaddi, Alakshmi. So when you offer it to God, offer it to Mother Lakshmi, who's sitting in that lotus, it'll remove your Alakshmi. So Alakshmi is not only the Alakshmi of your physical wealth, but your mental tensions, your worries and all are gone, and you get peace and contentment. I think that's the most important thing which we all should get.
Exactly. So I think with these few words, we need to take a break because we are running out of time.
Yeah.
In the next episode, I think there is one more aspect that has to be covered in Alakshmi, where not only the physical aspect, but also the things that are not good for us is also Alakshmi. So, the weeds that are there in us,
how to remove them?
God removes them in his own way.
Mm.
So, that removal of Alakshmi, we shall touch upon in the next episode. So, I think we do request the listeners to write their feedback and their thoughts to listener@ssmediacenter.org or WhatsApp it to 9393258258, and with a humble prayer that every thought, word and deed is his inspiration, we shall bring this class to a close with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram. Om Yadakshara Pada Bhrashtam Matra Hinantu Yad Bhavet Tat Sarvam Kshamyatam Deva Narayana Namostute Visarga Bindu Matrani Pada Padaksharani Cha Nyunani Cha Tiriktani Kshamasvasai Ishvara Aparada Sahasrani Kriyante Harnishanmaya Dasoyam Iti Mamatva Kshamasvasai Ishvara Anyatha Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karunya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Sai Ishvara Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Sai Ishvara Arpanamastu. From a few moments from now, you will be listening to the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandeshchari. Stay tuned to Asia Stream. Sai Ram and happy listening.
Mahalakshmi Jagannatha Manami Rangivara Marul Mahalakshmi Jagannatha Manami Rangivara Marul Mahalakshmi Jagannatha Manami Rangivara Marul Maganu Mahavishnuvin Maganu Manipita Madanilavardarul Mahavishnuvin Maganu Manipita Madanilavardarul Kadal Tanu Krupa Kare kadal tanu kripa kare ambapal kadal tanu kripa kare ambapal kadal tanu kripa kare ambaparind vandame adari
கடல் தரும் கிருபாகரே அம்ப பரிந்து வந்தமையாதரி பால் கடல் தரும்
பால் கடல் தரும் கிருபாகரி அம்ப பரிந்து வந்தமையாதரி பால் கடல் தரும்
கிருபா கரே பால் கடல் தரும் கிருபா கரே அம்ப பருது வந்தமையாதரி பால் கடல் தரும்
பால் கடல் தரும் கிருபா கரே பருது வந்தமை ஆதரி பால் கடல் கிருபா கரே பால் கடல் தரும் கிருபா கரே
பதபம பதப மகரே கம பால் கடல் தரும்
கம பத நீதப மகரே கம பால் கடல் தரும்
தனிதப சனிதப மகரே கம பால் கடல் தரும்
தபமாதப மகரி கமபதானி தரி கமகரி தனி தபம பால் கடல்
தபம பதப மகம பதப மகரி கம பதக மகரி சரி கரி கம தபம பால் கடல் தரும்
நீ சனி ததரி நீ தரி கமகரி நீ தகரி தனி தரி நீ ததனி பதமாதப மக மக பமதப நீ ததனி ரி தகரி மகரி தனி தபம கம பத நீ தப
மகரி கம கப மத பம பத பம கம பத பமகரி சரி கம பமகரி கமக
கம பத நிதரி கமகரி தனி தப மகரி கமக
சனி தரி சனி தகரி சனி தப மகரி சரி கம பத பம கமக
தபனி தப பமக
தப்ப நீ தப்ப மக
கம பத நீ தப மக
சனி தரி சனி தப்ப மக
கரி தனி தப மக
மகரி சரி கம தப்ப மக
தப மக தப மக மக தப மக திக மக மக
ரிகமகமக
ரிகமக சரிகமக கம பதப மபத நித பத நிதனி தனி ததித நிதரி கரி சரிகமக கரி தகரி தனி ரி தனித தனி தப நிதப மதப மக பமகரி மகரி சகரி மக பமதப நித தனி ரி தகரி தி சனி சனித கஸ்தி கரி தனி தரி சி தனி தப தனி தனி தப நரி சனி சனித நிதப நி ச நி தனி தப sanni sani dabamane magama padani garida dejani sani da gatti garidani darisa ridani dabasanni sani dabama pal kadalaru kripagari amba parindu vandame yadari pankajamalar valarannaye kadai kalpa ராமதாசன் பணியும் மகாலட்சுமி ஜலமாதா மனமிரங்கி வர மருள் மகாலட்சுமி
தானி திரனா kidajam madanida kidajam gapasata kidajam madanida kidajam gapasata kidato sadanida bamagare satata kidato sadanida bamagare sadanadim tanana tom sadaradari nadirdo nadirdo tedithilla nadirdim tanana to tarikidadom tagidadom tajanuta தரிகிடதோம் தரிகிடதோம் தஜனுத தரிகிடதோம் தரிகிடதோம் தஜனுத தரிகிடதோம் தரிகிடதோம் தஜனுத தத்தரிகிடதோம் தரிகிடதோம் தத்தரிகிடதோம் தரிகிடதோம் 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 தஜனுத தரிகிடதோம் தரிகிடதோம் தஜனுத தரிகிடதோம் தரிகிடதோம் தஜனுத தத்தரிகிடதோம் தரிகிடதோம் தஜனுத தத்தரிகிடதோம் தரிகிடதோம் தஜனுத ீம் தனன தோ